is the return of the Republic. And this is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
You are watching videos from the Las Vegas massacre right now as we begin the war room here. We are still collecting news, still collecting videos. We've got multiple videos we're going to show, multiple compilations, more questions than answers still on my mind as we break down what happened, the terrible events in Las Vegas just a few nights ago. Again, you are hearing the audio of the gunshots, and I don't believe this is the video that I've put together. I believe that someone else has put this together, but I was working on a compilation today that I put together that's just nothing but all of the videos of the gunshots that I could find. And the reason I put that together was because we're going to have Craig Sawyer on at 3:30, and I want to get an expert analysis on what you're hearing, what type of weapon it could be, and kind of break down for you what I heard when listening to these shots fired, and then sort of kind of parallel that with what we're being told is the official story. I've also got a compilation that I think proves without a reasonable doubt that there had to be multiple shooters or something else at play here, because the lone shooter narrative on the 32nd floor does not make sense when you hear this audio, when you see this video. So we'll have Craig Sawyer at 3:30, Roger Stone in the 4 o'clock hour, Millie Weaver at 4:30. The entire 5 o'clock hour is wide open because I want to hear from you. So we're going to have a lot of callers today. I want to hear from you. Were you someone that was there on the ground and experienced this? Are you a military veteran? Do you have a lot of experience with firearms? What did you hear when you heard the reports from this weapon? What did you think when you heard the stories that this was a lone gunman? So we're going to have all that for you, but how about the nerve of CNN to publish this story today? How America has silently accepted the rage of white men. I got news for you, CNN. A lot of white people died that day in Vegas. You are sick. You are fake news. CNN is ISIS. The War Room returns in 60 seconds.
Joe Biggs here with Infowars.com. Today I want to talk to you about guns, why we have them, why the Bill of Rights guarantees that we can have them, and why my right to have a gun is more important than your right to rail against it in the press. I believe every good journalist needs to know why the Second Amendment must be considered more essential than the First Amendment. This may be a bitter pill to swallow, but the right to keep and bear arms is not an outdated, dusty idea some old dead white guys dreamed up in fear of the redcoats. No, it is just as essential to liberty today as it was in 1776. The original amendments we refer to as the Bill of Rights contain 10 of what the constitutional framers termed unalienable rights. The Bill of Rights came to us with blinders on. It doesn't recognize color or class or wealth. It protects not just the rights of actors or editors or reporters, but extends even to those we love to hate. This is a small excerpt from Charlton Heston.
Let's make talk radio great again. This is the War Room.
Welcome into the War Room. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. We've got a very busy show today, as usual, with videos and clips and audio and everything revolving around the Las Vegas massacre. For me, personally, still more questions than answers. I think everyone's head is spinning on this deal right now, just trying to figure out exactly what happened. And a lot of people are jumping into the tubes, if you will. And really, to me, it all leads to the same thing, no matter what tube you jump through. It all leads to the same thing, that this was a deep state psyop, a controlled event, a setup, much like what you saw with the JFK shooting, much like what you saw on 9/11. So trying to wrap our minds around this and get to the bottom of what's real news, what's fake news, what the real angles are, is our challenge here today on the War Room, and I'm glad that you are joining us. Craig Sawyer will be joining us at 3:30, Roger Stone at 4, Millie Weaver at 4:30. But aside from getting to all of these videos that we have today, I also want to hear from you. Specifically, if you were there at the concert in Las Vegas, eyewitness testimony, or veterans or gun enthusiasts who can hear the audio of the gun reports, hear the audio, see everything, and then break that down in parallel with what the official story is or what we're being told about the, in my opinion, alleged shooter, Steve Paddock. It's amazing how they just say, he's the shooter, and they just confirm it. No, to me, that still seems alleged. They say that, you know what, I'll just start getting to some of my questions. Guys, I'm going to go ahead and give the phone number out right now because I want to start really hashing through these callers, because I want to get people who are eyewitnesses, I want to get gun enthusiasts, I want to get veterans, and I want to hear from them. 888-201-2244. 888-201-2244. 888-201-2244. Call in if you were a witness, if you were there, if you are a veteran, if you are a gun enthusiast. I want to hear from you. Help us try to answer some of these questions. All right. Now, here's some of the head scratchers still to me. Last night at 6 o'clock, I guess it was 6 o'clock local time in Vegas, was a police briefing in which the undersheriff said the photos that have been leaked of Stephen Paddock's dead body were indeed real. Now, I'll be honest with you. My opinion when first seeing these photos was that they were fake. Yes, I realize that that is a crazy stance to take. That was my gut instinct. It still seems strange to me. Well, whether they're fake or real, the undersheriff said that indeed they are real. So that begs the question, how is it that the photos of the deceased Stephen Paddock immediately make it out? How is it that that's the one thing that leaks? Think about all of the other things that the American public needs to see to confirm this official narrative. They say he left a note. Why don't we see that? Where's the note? Why aren't they reading the note? Why aren't they publishing the note? I don't see why we shouldn't know what that note said. You don't think the victim's families deserve to know what the note said? We don't get anything on the note. How about the alleged video? They allege that he had four cameras set up. Two, which this doesn't make any sense. They say he had two cameras pointing opposite ways on the door to monitor when police or security would come. And then they also claim he had one camera set up going out of the peephole to monitor the hallway. Well, that really doesn't make sense either. Why would he have cameras shooting three different angles, including one, the peephole they're claiming going right down the hallway? Well, what are the other cameras for? What angles are they pointing at? How many angles does he possibly need to see when security is coming? Oh, but we don't get to see any of that video, including the alleged video of him recording himself shooting all of these people. So none of that. How about in the leaked photos that come out, you barely see any brass. We're talking about hundreds, if not thousands of shots fired, and you see maybe 100 empty brass in these photos. Why wouldn't there be more? How about the security guard? You know, I tried to look up exactly the details on the security guard, and I could have sworn I remember reading that he was shot in the head, were original reports. I could not confirm that, so I don't know whether the security guard was indeed shot in the head or shot anywhere else. We don't get any photos of that deceased body. We don't have any details of that as far as I could find today. But they say that he was shooting through the door, and if that's true, what are the odds that it hits him in the head? Pretty slim to none. If he was indeed shot in the head, that to me means a professional was fleeing the scene, saw the security guard, and popped him once in the head. So, but we don't have those answers either. How about the fact that on the police tape, on the police scanner, it says they breached with an explosive breach? You look at the photos released of the door they supposedly breached, there is zero evidence that would say that that was an explosive breach. Absolutely zero. No fire marks, no explosion marks, and the top half of the door is the one that's blown off. If they really blew it up with an explosion, I don't think there'd be any of the door left. So that, to me, makes no sense. Why did Steve Paddock shoot himself to death, which were the original reports, if he was truly engaged in a firefight with police and even took the time to open the door and fire on a, or I guess supposedly didn't open the door, but take the time to fire on a security guard? That does not make sense. I've tried to make sense of it. It does not make sense. These are just some of the questions. I'm sure as we go along, more will start to pop into my head because I know that there are more out there. Let's start with this. Guys, we're literally running crazy in here. Guys, let's pull up the video of the woman saying that there was a woman saying you're all going to die. This is one of the weirdest things. This is like on 9/11 when you had people saying we're going to pull the building. You had people saying they heard explosions in Building 7. And then even though these were eyewitness reports right there, boots on the ground in real time, they just kind of fade away with history. Is that what's going to happen to this video? Here's this video saying a woman saying you're all going to die.
Especially coming here for my 21st birthday and not knowing if I'm safe, not even knowing if I'm safe going home tomorrow on an airplane. So,
And how did you get out of the venue after this all happened?
We actually weren't there whenever the shooting had occurred. We had already left about maybe 10, 15 minutes before that. But we just barely made it back into our room whenever it started.
And, I mean, were you thinking, oh my gosh, this woman told us that before we left?
Yeah, I thought it had a positive correlation to it. Like, obviously, she was telling us that in either to tell us to warn us or to tell us that we were all going to die, and she was part of it, so.
Okay, so they want the description of this woman. Describe to me what this woman looked like.
Her and her boyfriend were both Hispanic. They were probably about shorter five-footers, probably about 5'5", 5'6". They just look like everyday people. Just.
Can you tell us anything more about them, what they look like? Why were they escorted out? Were they escorted out because you were feeling
escorted out, that is key.
Yes, because she had been messing with the lady in front of her and telling her that she was going to die, that we're all going to die. So they escorted her out to make her stop messing around with all the other people in front of them, but none of us knew that it was going to be serious.
So, what do you make of that? Now, Laura Loomer alleged that her sources are saying that this woman has been brought into custody. If that's true, why is it not being reported? Why is it not being talked about? Why is it that this just gets completely ignored by mainstream media and, as far as we can tell, completely ignored by the FBI and by the Las Vegas Police Department? Never mention any of this in their press conferences, never in their briefings, nothing. We don't get to even know that this woman was brought in, her name or anything, and apparently with her boyfriend. Who are these people? What did they know? Why are they telling people that you're all going to die? I mean, this is serious stuff here, and we get nothing from law enforcement. We get nothing from the FBI, and we get nothing from television news. Again, more questions than answers still remain to me on the Las Vegas massacre. We'll be right back with your calls on the other side. We've got a couple vets on the line. I want to hear what they think about the weapons used.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrex Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrex Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrex Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Interesting reporting about how long the shooting lasted and how long it took us to get into the room. First question is, how long did the actual shooting last? I'm prepared to give you some information on that. And the first call came into our dispatch center at 10:08 p.m. about shots being fired. The suspect, I can tell you that we know now that he fired off and on for somewhere between 9 and 11 minutes. We know that the suspect fired over a dozen or so volleys, and we know that the firing by the suspect ceased at 10:19. As I mentioned earlier, there was a very heroic security guard who was shot during the search for that suspect. That security guard went up to the room. He was advancing towards the room when the suspect fired through the door at the security guard and struck him. The floors had already been evacuated of the guests. The suspect was now isolated and contained within a room.
That's an interesting point. Now isolated.
There was a question about the validity of the crime scene photos that somebody had leaked. I can confirm those are, in fact, photos from inside of the room. They're, in fact, photos of our suspect. And as the sheriff mentioned previously, we have all opened up an internal investigation to determine the source of the leaks of those photos to the public. There were two cameras located in the hallway, so that the suspect could watch as law enforcement or security approached his room. And there was another camera placed inside the hotel room door peephole so that he could see down the hallway.
That, to me, doesn't make sense. If he's got two cameras in the hallway, which he would point down the hallway, why does he have a third in the peephole? How good of an image can you actually get from that? So I don't understand that. The photos of suspect leaking, where are all the other photos? Where are the photos of the security guard? How about the photo? Here's one for you. If he's firing from the 32nd floor, that's a pretty extreme downward angle. There should be gunshot holes and fragments of bullets all on the ground. Literally, there should be dozens, if not hundreds, of bullet holes on the ground where he was shooting. Where are those photos? Where are those reports? Nada. Again, the security guard has all sorts of questions looming around it. When was the security guard shot? If he killed himself, why did he engage in a firefight with the security guard? I mean, just more questions than answers. He immediately comes out and mentions the timing of the shooting event. Now, I'll be honest, I cross-referenced all this with what I could possibly find, and it seems legit. It does seem that the shooting started around 10:05 and ceased at about 10:19. So that does seem legit. So that begs the question, where did these narratives start of over 60 minutes of shooting? That was even the headline of Drudge Report for, I think, 12 hours, saying 72 minutes. So where did those narratives start? So again, just more questions than answers looming around the Las Vegas shooting. I want to take your calls. Were you an eyewitness? Were you there? Are you a veteran? Are you a gun enthusiast? And what do you think about the audio? What do you think about the reports? And what do you think about what happened? The phone number, 888-201-2244. Let's start with Tucker, who is a veteran. Tucker, what do you think about the weapons used? What did you hear from the audio of the guns being fired?
Well, my best guess is that it was a U-Swords M60E4. Can be fired from the shoulder tripod mount, 7.62. I pulled up an example of it out here if you'd like to hear what it sounds like.
You know, it probably won't translate well, so maybe the crew can look for that, but just go on with what you're saying.
Well, I think what they did is they set up a kill box. Multiple shooters, multiple angles, multiple shooting boxes. I know a person that was out there that was running away from the stage, behind the stage, that was shot in the front of the knee.
Wait. You're saying he was behind the stage?
Yes.
Hit in the knee?
Coming from behind the stage. She was up at the front, took off the side, and went behind the stage and was running away from the gunfire. and told through a friend of mine has told him that the gunfire was getting louder as she was running away from the stage, and then was shot in the front of the knee. The bullet exited the back of the knee, blew her whole knee out.
Okay, so we've got an image up right now, and just so everybody can understand what he's saying, the stage is the area, pull it full screen. The stage is the area with the green rooftop there on the left. Okay? Now,
yeah.
when you look at the things that they're saying or the angles they're saying that all the shots were fired in front of the stage. Tucker here from Nebraska is saying that these people were shot running away from behind the stage, which could still fit the theory that he was on the 32nd floor because he would still have a shot from that angle. I guess it could still add up that you perhaps are actually getting closer to the gunfire as well. However, you're saying you think that there were multiple shooters from multiple angles and everybody was kind of boxed in.
Yes, they were actually running away from the motel. As you see the stage set there, that was correct. That was right underneath the Mandolin Bay emblem that you had up on the screen. They were running, I don't know what angle that is, if it's to the north, south, east, or west, but they were actually running away from the motel. The opposite angle of where they thought the gunfire was coming from, and she received a bullet in her knee from the front. The bullet came in the front and exited out of the back of the knee.
Wow. Okay. Well, you know, and thank you for the call, Tucker. And again, I've got videos. We're going to play these later. I want to wait till we get Craig Sawyer on to break this down. But I have videos that clearly sounds like there's at least two shooters and that there was definitely a shooter that was not on the 32nd floor. But we'll get to those clips in a second. Let's now go to Clint, who is a vet from Colorado. What do you think of all this, Clint?
Hey, Ellen, just want to plug real quick. My son takes Brain Force every single morning, and he does amazing in school. And he also takes Nace Nyadine, and his scores are just incredible. I just want to let you know that.
Well, we're glad to hear that. Thank you for supporting us.
Awesome. I love you guys. It sounded to me like, but I couldn't tell because of, you know, there could have been a ricochet, like an echo.
Right. There was definitely echoes.
It sounded like a couple of saws. Are you familiar with that? Squad automatic weapon.
Okay, go ahead.
It sounded like a couple of saws, belt fed to me. And that is just me.
Yeah, now, and originally, to us, it sounded like belt fed. When I went back and I dubbed all this audio over, I'm beginning to think maybe perhaps it wasn't belt fed because there's a clearly, a distinct time of fire and then a distinct time between fire and then the exact same time of fire again. And it sounds like it's at least 50 shots, maybe 80 for the first two rounds. And then every round after that seemed like it was less rounds, maybe not from a drum mag. Go ahead, Clint, 20 seconds.
Okay, that's the only thing that it sounded like to me. And,
okay.
Real quick, I have one question for you and your audience.
Make it quick.
Because the mainstream media says that conservatives are the bad guys. But when I look through history, I can't seem to find an instance where conservatives have done bad things.
We'll be right back with the war.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest secured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children, to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
If you want the future,
you must fight for it.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
Still more questions than answers to me, and it's up to us to try to figure it out, because I just don't think we're going to get the whole truth from the FBI or the Las Vegas Police Department. Whether that means they don't want you to know because they don't want you to be freaked out, let's not forget that John Kelly said, if you knew what I knew about domestic terrorism, you wouldn't even leave your house. Maybe that has something to do with it. But regardless, there is still a lot of unanswered questions here. We're now joined by Craig Sawyer. And Craig was telling my crew before he was coming on how he wants to talk about unity, how we need to come together. And it's just amazing to me, Craig, because you're so right. But it shouldn't even be a debate. We shouldn't even be having to say that. I mean, you just go back to 9/11. Remember the unity we had after that. Remember how everybody was so proud to stand up for the national anthem. People wanted to sing it. You know, that is real patriotism. Now, please stand for the national anthem. Half the NFL takes a knee. So how do we find any unity if we can't even come together after such a tragic event?
Oh, and that is the long-term effect of negative propaganda against the American people and those who are unwitting to it and have not recognized it for what it is. Have been listening to a negative, a hostile mainstream media, a hostile big Hollywood, hostile academia, saying America's the great Satan and preaching the same things that our own enemies are preaching to our people. And if we're not careful, if we're just listening to the head, we're just going off of reading a headline or just listening to the radical left, we start eventually to regurgitate that and accept it as somehow being true. It's false. It's the narrative put in place very specifically by our enemies, the global power mongers who seek complete control of the United States. So I fault American citizens on the left for falling for it and buying into the hate and the division and for taking a knee, for putting on a mask, for attacking innocent American citizens and shouting people down for speaking the truth or speaking their minds. None of those things are American. So we've got to just relax, decompress a little bit. I like to say take a couple of wraps off and analyze the situation. We've got a hot.
We're joined with Craig Sawyer here. It looks like his Skype has just froze. All right, Craig. Sorry, Craig, we lost you there for a second. And you're not just saying this stuff. I've got evidence right here. A CNN.com article by Naz Modan. Guys, see if you can find information on Naz Modan, who this anti-American creep is. Headline, How America Has Silently Accepted the Rage of White Men. And then it goes on and talks about how violent epidemic mass shootings are just met with passivity and how we won't address this and it's all because of the rage of white men. Yet they never want to talk about radical Islamic terror. And oh yeah, they have no problem aborting a baby. I mean, this is exactly what you're talking about, Craig. How America has silently accepted the rage of white men. What a bunch of trash.
Yeah, we need to unite and throw that off. It's not about color. It's never been about color. It's a lie. And we should all recognize those who are against us, those who are dividing us. Our enemies needed us. They need us divided so that we are weakened, and they need us disarmed so that we are weakened, so that they can finalize their control over we, the American people. So we must recognize that we are all, in fact, one. We are Americans. It does not matter what subcategory some radical wants to categorize us, and we need to shake that off and recognize we are one. We must be one to survive this and to maintain what's left of our freedom and liberty. We got one guy in D.C. trying to return our country to that, and all you hear from our hostile media is Trump is Hitler, Trump is Hitler, Trump is Hitler. And then we got young millennials and even middle-aged people on the radical left that don't know any better, and they sadly buying into it. So I say, let's not be such unwitting victims. Let's not be sheep and let our enemies recruit us to turn against our own citizens. Let's not turn against each other. We have to be wise enough to unite and stand together. Folks, that's how we keep our freedom. That's how we keep our liberty. That's how we keep the opportunities that we have here.
Well, and it's not just rhetoric. I mean, the political left thrives off of dividing people by identity. That's what they do. And I mean, of course, wow, CNN tells you that white men are racist all day long. They print this story saying that the white man is enraged. They only cover a police shooting when it's a white police officer killing a black man. They will never cover any of the other of hundreds of police shootings that happened. It doesn't matter if it was justified or not. They will only cover it. So they build this up. They build up this straw man. And then they say, hey, look, there it is. We got it right there. Well, you're the one that built the straw man. But I don't think it's working, Craig. I think that the American people really are coming together. I think that even despite the PSYOP that they're running, despite that they try to report that we're more divided than ever, I don't know if that's the actual truth anymore. I think America's coming back.
Oh, and it looks like the more they fail, the more desperate they become, meaning our enemies and the radical left whom they have recruited, or at least a portion thereof. So the longer Trump remains president, the more legislation he puts in place, the more jobs he brings back, the stronger he makes our economy, the lower he makes our unemployment rate, the more desperate our enemies become, and they become more and more frantic to try to do something to turn it around, to desperately cause distraction and so forth. So I say, man, let's take about two steps back, take a deep breath, scan, recognize what's going on here, see the hostility for what it is. Anybody who's preaching hate and division are enemies of we, the American people. I don't care if it's a college professor, a news anchor, an actress, a pop star. If they are preaching hate and division, they are our enemy, whether they are winning to it or not. They are little puppets of those like George Soros who would use them to divide we, the American people. So let's, man, I don't want to say, you know, make it sound like kumbaya, we're going to have organic refreshments and everything's going to be great. But we do need to embrace each other as Americans and unite as one and realize we've got far more in common than we do to divide us. And if we just sit back without that squawk box media telling us that we hate each other, we'll put our feet up and have a chat, we realize we agree on almost everything. And so we have to realize that.
I think that you just shed light on something that's not being talked about enough. So President Trump has always said he thinks he can unify the country by cutting taxes, by bringing jobs back, by reuniting the family, and then America will slowly start to come back organically. And we're already seeing this happen. So what would the enemies of America want to do? What would the forces, the dark forces, the shadow government want to do? Well, they probably want to stage some sort of attack so that they can try to come grab our guns, because the most we'll have President Trump for is 8 years. If they can slowly continue to chip away at us being armed, well, guess what? Maybe when Trump's out, they get their candidate in. All of a sudden, they can come for the guns and turn us into complete slaves. Maybe there's a little bit of something to that. Maybe this Vegas thing was a last thing for them, a last desperate attempt. We have to take the Americans' guns before Trump unites America, and it looks to me like it's just going to fail.
Well, I wouldn't say it's the last attempt, but it's another attempt. And you're right. You touched on something. I'm trying to go back and recover the exact thing that you said that I was going to run with.
Trump bringing the jobs and the families back, reuniting America.
Doggone it. It was going to be really something cool. Oh, and I promise. Something profound.
Pull the audio, guys. Well, look, we're coming up on a break here, and again, what would the dark forces want to do if Trump successful?
Yeah, here's what it was. Look, as a federal criminal investigator, if you want motive, look for who benefits.
Yep. K. Bono. And it's the same thing. Craig, I got to hold you right there. We're up on a break right here, so hold that thought. Don't lose the thought this time. We'll be right back. The dark forces want to bring America down. Trump is for America. You should be for America, too. We'll be right back with The War Room and Craig Sawyer.
All the perplexities, the confusion and distress in America arise not from objects in their constitution or confederation, not from want of honor or virtue, so much as from the downright ignorance of the nature of coin, credit, and circulation. Those are the words of John Adams, the second president of the United States. Are you ignorant of the private Federal Reserve? Do you understand the nature of our fiat currency? Do you understand how a private corporation has the ability to create boom and bust cycles and to profit from it? What kind of leverage do these people in the Federal Reserve have over the American people? Or for that matter, what kind of leverage do the Saudis have over our money? Will you be a slave or will you be free? Adams also said, liberty cannot be preserved without general knowledge among the people. Join the InfoWars. Spread the information. Educate yourself and others. The truth shall set you free. For InfoWars.com, I'm David Knight.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
All right, still more questions on the Las Vegas massacre than answers to me. Drudge is running headlines right now. Did shooter get radicalized? I'm not really sure about that. Again, more questions and answers. They're talking about how he was on psychotropic drugs. Yes, that fits the narrative of one of these psychopath killers. However, the amount of planning and the meticulousness of this event does not indicate a pillhead motivated killing to me. There is definitely something else going on. And as Craig Sawyer was saying at the break, who benefits? Kay Bono. You can always look for that when trying to establish a motive. And Craig, what do you think? I mean, who do you think benefits from this? Obviously, America is sitting here reeling and hurting. Who's benefiting?
Well, I think they've already identified themselves, Owen, those who benefit. They're already out there screaming. It's the usual suspects. It's Hillary Clinton and her ilk that are barking for gun control. They want to disarm the law-abiding American families who haven't done any wrong. And why is it that their own culture on the radical left are always the ones committing mass murder, whether it's with a truck or bomb or knife or chemicals or guns or explosives or anything else, pressure cookers? Why is it always people from their sick culture? And there's a few reasons for it, but I think, like Joe Biden said, we need to have a discussion. Yeah, you're right. We need to have a conversation, Joe Biden, but we need to have a conversation about what's wrong with the radical left and why are you so murderous?
If we're going to have a conversation, let's at least base it in reality. This is one of my biggest problems. It's the same thing with global warming. Oh, man-made global warming. Completely ignore the chemicals that we spray in the sky. Oh, we need to have a gun debate. Look at this one lone shooter. Well, hold on. We don't know if this is one lone shooter. Why are you rushing to that conclusion? So you've got all that. Craig, I just, I want to get your opinion on something, and I know that you've heard this before, and I know that you've talked about this before, but I just want to play this compilation, okay? I put together a compilation of all the gunfire I could find. This is a 3-minute compilation, and I want to be clear. The first two volleys of shots, in my opinion, are either fired from a different type of weapon or a different type of magazine, probably a drum-style magazine, because there is a longer period of shooting and there's a longer period of reload time between the two things. Now, I cut off all of the reload time, so all we're going to hear is the shots fired. So I'm going to play this compilation, and I want to get your expert analysis on what you think you're hearing. Go ahead and roll clip 18.
I can't give you an answer on whether any of them are automatic or
not. All right, that's not clip 18. Go ahead and cut that. I want the compilation. Was that clip 18? I think that was. I'm sorry. Go ahead and play that again. I forgot. Go ahead.
And that enables an individual to speed up the discharge.
So he's talking about the bump stocks. They found 12 of them on the scene. Now, this is the first volley. Over 50 shots, easy. Second volley. Let's go ahead and cut that right here, because I want to get Craig's take on this, and I want to provide a little more context. So the first two volleys that you hear are when Jason Aldean is still on the stage. They last about the same amount of time. In between, there was about 60 seconds. There were at least 50 shots. I tried to count it in slow motion. I'm counting between 50 and 80 shots on the first two volleys. After that, it seemed under 50 shots and less of a reload time. Now, Craig, what do you think you're hearing, and what do you think the weapons used were? Because they say they found 12 bump stocks, but no automatic weapons per se.
Well, with a bump stock, device, you can get a varying rate of fire. So sometimes you'll hear a very fast rate of fire, and then it can begin to slow, and that's what you hear in at least one of those strings of fire. But Owen, you got to realize, when you're in an urban environment, take a contact like that, it's very confusing as far as audibly, because you've got about three different things you're hearing from one shot. You've got, usually if it's close fire, you got the crack over your head or nearby, that sonic crack, and then you've got an echo of usually a nearby building, and then you've got the report if it's a further shot from the actual from the weapon, from the shooter. So you've got three sounds. So once somebody starts ripping off multiple strings of fire, man, you've got the rounds coming overhead, the echoes bouncing back and forth with the report of the weapon itself. So it is, because of that dynamic, it is very, very difficult to make sense of it, because there's a lot of echo and a lot of confusion. So, I mean, he could have been just grabbing one weapon and then the next that was already preloaded, or he could have been having, you know, switching magazines between different size magazines, or having weapons malfunctions. And there's a lot of things that could have been going on.
Yeah. And I think that, to me, again, when I was listening to all this audio, it sounded to me like he was using either a different weapon or a different magazine for the first two rounds of volleys. And then either the weapon overheated, or he had to switch to a different magazine because he'd already fired that entire magazine. And then he was using a different one, because you can tell there's a huge difference in the length of the volleys as well as the reload time. And again, just to clarify, you hear the original report of the gunfire, you're going to hear echo, and then you're also going to hear when the bullet is making if you're by where it's hitting the ground. You're going to hear that too. That's going to make a sound. So it's kind of tough, I agree with you, to analyze all of this. But you're saying that the bump stock could have been perhaps used in this scenario, and it might not have been originally an automatic weapon.
Hey, Owen.
That's true. Now, one of the things that I have heard also.
Yes, I just wanted to mention, I don't know if you went to Vegas lately, but if you really think about it, those huge buildings, tall buildings, it's all on the strip, all of it. So the echo definitely makes sense that it would amplify and make it seem like there was a second shooter or something like that.
Yes.
There's so many big buildings, so many, you know, those casino entrances as well. Like, so the architecture definitely must have created some sort of echo.
And we've got, and actually I've got another clip, we'll play this later, where you can clearly identify the difference between the shots and the echoes. But what about the accuracy, Craig? I mean, what do you make of, you know, it's less accurate when you have a bump stock. Do you think one shooter could have been that accurate, or is that about right if he fired that many rounds? And what do you make of there not being much brass in the photos that are being released of Paddock's deceased body?
Now there's a good observation. And that's one of the things that leads me to believe that there were probably multiple shooters. And some of those, even with the echoes, Owen, it does sound like there are more than one shooter firing simultaneously. So it'll be interesting to see what comes of this. But the brass tells the tale. I mean, if forensically, you look for where that brass is and how many.
Yeah, where's the brass? Look at that picture. Where's the brass?
Yeah. Now, the brass would typically be over by his shooting position by the window or windows, you know, but, you know, it'd be interesting to see a count of that brass and how many rounds of spent brass were there. So, you know, that's part of the forensic investigation. So I know they've got that and they're tracking on that. One of the things that I was told, immediately was that there was an AR-10. So in other words, a 7.62 or 308. Caliber rifle that he used first until people began to scatter and panic, and then he went to the 5.56 with the bump stock. So, you know, it's an ugly scenario no matter what. If it was one crazy guy, we need to figure out why. Why does this happen? What is it about our culture that has people doing that? And if it's just government corruption, well, would this have happened if just Jeff Sessions had done like I was screaming that needed to be done early on, is round up Hillary Clinton and Obama and the others that are on this hostile campaign to break the United States and put us under the boot of the globalists? I think we've got to start prosecuting those who are actively operating against our country. It's like a war zone, and we're allowing our enemies to openly operate straight against us without being held accountable. How can that be allowed? And what other country is that allowed? Man, if you did that, if you live the way Obama lives for one day in Soviet Russia, man, you're off in a gulag by nightfall. So what are we doing, man? I understand being tolerant and having a deliberate investigative process, but it doesn't take forever. A lot of these people are guilty of an arm-long list of felonies. They need to be perp-walked already.
Craig Sawyer, very powerful. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your expert analysis on this. And wow, if Hillary Clinton was behind bars, could this have been avoided? Well, I don't know.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said that there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product. Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/.
Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone at InfoWars.com/show.
Well, I was rolling down the road in some cold blue steel. I had that blues.
Thank you all for coming together to represent our party at its best.
I am standing in the middle of 1984 civilization.
Let resistance equal progress.
Yeah, this kind of feels fascist to me, yet they're out here protesting fascism. They put it in their music video. They hold up decapitated heads, plays in the New York Public Theater.
Are you trying to fight me? Trying to engage in political intercourse with these people, and you've seen the responses time and time again. And this represents the strength, the courage, and the bravery that we can have freedom and prosperity.
I really hate doing stories about shooting and terrorism. I would much rather mock the liberal lunatics and dissect their deception piece by piece, but sometimes it gets so despicable that we have to get serious. Did you hear the story about the black man that walked into the predominantly white church in Tennessee last week, opening fire, killing one woman, wounding six others, including the pastor, in order to get revenge for Dylann Roof, the psycho white supremacist who did that to a predominantly black church 2 years ago in Charleston, South Carolina? Oh, you haven't heard about that story. Well, it happened over a week ago, so it's not like it's been overshadowed by the tragedy in Las Vegas. As many would say, it's being underreported or covered up. I mean, you would think that when a psycho walks into a church and tries to kill a bunch of people because they're a different race than him, that might be actually mainstream news, right? Well, not in this case, for a bunch of reasons, one of which we know from watching CNN that black people can't be racist and they don't harbor any hatred towards white people at all. Only white people are racist and commit hate crimes. Another reason is that this guy's a Sudanese immigrant from Africa. And from watching CNN, we know that all immigrants who come to the United States, especially from war-torn countries, are just peaceful, loving people. And they don't commit any kinds of terrorism or mass shootings at all. The third reason is that someone in the church happened to have a concealed carry permit and was able to stop him, thankfully, before he started killing more people by pulling out his gun and shooting this dirtbag and disabling him and holding him until the police came. But if you think that the mainstream media is ignoring or underreporting this incident, then according to Newsweek, you're a racist. The Antioch church shooting has been overlooked because the suspect is black, according to alt-right conspiracies. It's just a conspiracy theory, guys. Yes, according to Newsweek, you're just an alt-right neo-Nazi KKK member if you think that the liberal media ignored this story because it doesn't fit their typical narrative. You may recall that after that dirtbag killed those black people in that church in South Carolina, the backlash against the Confederate flag began because he was seen posting photos of himself waving the Confederate flag. And it got so bad that even reruns of the Dukes of Hazzard were pulled from television because now it's considered to be racist. Some of you guys are probably too young to be aware of the significance of the Dukes of Hazzard, but for my generation, it was basically one of the biggest shows on television. Can't show it on TV anymore because their car, which is called the General Lee, also has a Confederate flag painted on the roof. Amazon.com and eBay also pulled all listings for the Confederate flag, which is interesting because they still sell the Antifa flag. By the way, speaking of the mainstream media burying stories that don't fit their narrative, remember last year when that psycho Muslim went and killed like 50 people at that gay club in Orlando, Florida? At the time, the biggest mass shooting in the United States. Well, the Obama Justice Department and the FBI redacted his calls to 911 and scrubbed any references to Allah, Islam, or ISIS. It was only after members of Congress pressured the FBI and publicly denounced them for covering up the true motive of the shooting that they released the full transcripts, which include him saying that he was doing this for the Islamic State, not just because he was a homophobe. But what else should we expect from the liberal establishment and the mainstream media, which are getting more despicable and deceptive?
You know, someone very profoundly once said many years ago that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism.
James Madison, the father of the Bill of Rights, wrote, "Where an excess of power prevails, property of no sort is duly respected. No man is safe in his opinions, in his person, in his faculties, or in his possessions." Is there any question that we have an excess of power in Washington? The only question is, how do we contain it? And how do we remove that power from Washington to our local communities to the individual? That is the ultimate concern. The concentration of power, the excess of power, was always the chief concern of the founders of this country. It was why the Anti-Federalists opposed the Constitution. They believed they put safeguards in the Constitution to abuse that concentration of power. But as James Madison also pointed out, knowledge will forever govern ignorance. A people who mean to be their own governors must arm themselves with the power that knowledge gives. Arm yourself with the information of what your rulers are doing, of what the real constraints upon them are. Only then will you have the courage to nullify their actions. For InfoWars.com, I'm David Knight.
This is the War Room.
I'm Roger Stone, and you're on The War Room with my colleague Owen Scheuer. Developments out of Las Vegas today really boggle the mind. Clearly, we're still not getting the straight story from the mainstream media or the FBI, but it's not unreasonable to assume that they, too, are still trying to assemble the various elements of exactly what happened in this horrific massacre. We do know several things. One, that Stephen Paddock, despite the fact that he left no social footprint, no social media, very typical of someone who's either in the mafia or a federal agent, seems to have some record of leftist and anti-Trump activism. We here at InfoWars have displayed YouTube videos that show him at an anti-Trump rally and being called Stephen by his first name and responding to it. So as Alex Jones said earlier today, it's either him or his twin brother. Then we have evidence of a second guest in Paddock's room, that due to a room order receipt, which shows a double order, ordering meals for two. That's most curious. And then there's the question of when Mr. Paddock actually checked into the Mandalay Bay. We have the FBI telling us that that happened on the 28th of September, 2016. Yet a receipt, which you can see at the InfoWars website, clearly shows that he checked in on the 27th. Why the subterfuge? Why would the government and the mainstream media lie about something so incredibly easy to check? The questions continue to abound. I do want to take the opportunity to tell you that if you're interested in perhaps the most exciting and improbable election in American history, you can still get your copy of The Making of the President 2016, How Donald Trump Orchestrated an American Revolution, by going to the InfoWars.com site. Now, I wrote this book in between the Republican National Convention and the general election, wrapping it up in December and January until I was poisoned and out of the action for several weeks. But I can tell you that this is the definitive story about how Donald Trump harnessed the new media and the important role that InfoWars played as the tip of the spear. That's why the tech left, Google, Facebook, Yahoo, and others, seek to put the toothpaste back in the tube. That's why they are beginning to manipulate our algorithms. That's why they're using dozens of other computer tricks to cut off our access to you. So by buying this terrific book, and I am, yes, biased, at the InfoWars.com store, you not only help gird us, you help arm us in the fight against censorship and for a free, vibrant, and robust alternative media, but you'll also get an instant classic, in my view, perhaps the single best story of the 2016 election. Certainly better than Devil's Advocate, the book that would have you believe that Stephen K. Bannon is the master strategist behind Donald Trump, when in fact, Donald Trump is the master strategist behind Donald Trump. That said, go to the InfoWars.com store now and get your copy. You'll be glad you did. I'm Roger Stone, and you're on The War Room. Hello, I'm Roger Stone, and you're here at The War Room. There's about 3,100 documents on the John F. Kennedy assassination that are still classified and sealed off from the public. Under the 1992 JFK Records Act, signed into law by President George H.W. Bush, the National Archives has to release these documents, the last trove of them at least, on October 26th. Now, the President of the United States, in this case Donald Trump, has the final authority on either releasing the documents or delaying their release for another 25 years. There's a number of interesting files here that scholars are most interested in getting their hands on, including a CIA personality study of Oswald, top secret testimony of CIA officers to congressional committees, transcripts of interrogations with the Soviet defector and Oswald handler, Yuri Nosenko, letters about the case from J. Edgar Hoover, Jacqueline Kennedy, the CIA director, Alan Dulles, and also the personal files of Jack Wasserman, the attorney in New Orleans who represented gangster Carlos Marcello, and then last but not least, the files of E. Howard Hunt, the CIA master spy, Bay of Pigs veteran, Watergate burglar, and the father of my good friend and co-author, St. John Hunt, with whom I wrote The Bush Crime Family, which, by the way, is now available in paperback at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. This week, I joined with Gerald Posner, who is the probably the definitive defender of the incorrect Warren Commission conclusion that Lee Harvey Oswald killed John F. Kennedy and acted alone. But one thing that Posner and I do agree on is the fact that President Trump needs to order the immediate release of all documents pertaining to the Kennedy assassination. I would point out that President Barack Obama had the opportunity to release the CIA documents pertaining to the Bay of Pigs and instead elected only last year to knock those releases back another 25 years. So Gerald Posner and I, polar opposites on the question of who killed John F. Kennedy, as I believe that he was the victim of a plot that included Vice President Lyndon Baines Johnson, the Central Intelligence Agency, upset about the Bay of Pigs as well as the Cuban Missile Crisis, because they knew in real time that Jack and Bobby Kennedy did not face down the Soviets. They did not face down Nikita Khrushchev. We withdrew our missiles from Turkey and Italy in a secret deal that was concealed from the American people for almost 40 years. And the plot included the mob, who had financed John Kennedy's election and who were being double-crossed by Attorney General Robert Kennedy in an attempt to send Carlos Marcello and Santo Traficante, two major gangsters of the time, out of the country to deport them. And then, of course, there was...
Refresh your breath with Emrex Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gums and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emrex Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. out. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Okay, wow, I just found out that we're going to have an eyewitness who was boots on the ground during the Vegas massacre in studio with us in the 5 o'clock hour. So we will have an eyewitness, a survivor of the Vegas massacre in studio with us in the 5 o'clock hour. Before I go any further, folks, I haven't even plugged once. I've been on air for almost an hour and a half. This is how we make InfoWars possible. This is how you fuel us ramming our heads against the New World Order. We got some great specials going right now. I got a whole list of things that are 50% off. I couldn't even believe it. I was running through it with my crew. I was like, really? All of this is 50% off? They assured me it was. BrainForce, 50% off. This is one of our most popular products. An absolute natural brain booster, energy booster. In fact, we had a caller call in the first hour describing how his son takes BrainForce and is at the top of his class in school and thinks BrainForce has a lot to do with it. Well, absolutely. You know, you give your kid the crazy drugs that they try to prescribe them with the big farm companies, and then they struggle in school. You give your kid BrainForce, and then they do better in school. We don't need to sell it 50% off. We do that because we want you to have the best products. So BrainForce is 50% off right now. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, another product, 50% off right now. I have Vitamin Mineral Fusion as part of my daily routine. I take it every morning. I mix it actually in with a smoothie right now as my routine. Sometimes I do it with juice. Sometimes I just do it with water. But this is a great thing to take in the morning just to make sure that you get your daily dose of vitamins. A lot of times it's hard to get these vitamins, these supplements in our daily diets. You just don't see it in a lot of the foods that we eat, especially if you eat out. This is a way to get these vitamins, get these supplements in your system, even though it's not necessarily in your diet. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 50% off. Huge discounts. How about Chocolate or Strawberry Caveman, the bone broth, true paleo formula, other supplements in there such as chaga mushroom, bee pollen, all kinds of great stuff. That is 50% off. And also for weightlifters out there, people that are into fitness, you can use this as a protein, lot of protein in the bone broth caveman true paleo formula. I think it's like 20 grams a scoop or something. That is a serious protein boost, plus the bone broth, plus the chaga mushroom, plus the bee pollen, all of that 50% off. Look at that, 4.7 star review. This is a favorite product of a lot of people. We don't have to sell it 50% off. We do it because we want you to fund the InfoWar and get a great product. And the entire line of Emmerich's Essentials household products is also 50% off. This includes the deodorant. This includes the shampoo, the body wash, the mouthwash, the sunscreen, all of it. All these products that are daily products that everybody uses. They have chemicals in them that are unhealthy, unnatural. So cut those out of your life. Get Emmerich's Essentials, the all-natural organic products that don't have the toxic chemicals in there. Now you put on a deodorant, you don't get the aluminums. You don't get the toxicants when you do your mouthwash, when you do your body wash, when you put on the sunscreen. That's how we fund ourselves, and we bring it to you at 50% off. Look at that. The entire pack, 50% off Emmerich's Essentials. So go to InfoWarsStore.com, try some of our products, 50% off right now. You're going to be saving hundreds of dollars getting a great product and fueling the InfoWar. And you've seen what Alex Jones has done since we've expanded our store. We've expanded our broadcasting. David Knight starts off every day, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., then the four-hour Alex Jones show, and then we conclude it with the War Room from 3 to 6 p.m. Central Time. That's all because you support us, and we get a great crew as well. So this wouldn't be possible without the multiple crew hands that I have back here that make this show run, get all the clips, get everything ready, get all the camera angles, and it's all possible because you go to InfoWarsStore.com. There's the great crew right there, folks. So thank you for supporting us, and we will continue to fight the good fight. Okay, so as I said, we're going to have a eyewitness to this in studio with us here momentarily. I've got a couple callers on the line. You know what? Alex has been holding for a long time. So let's just go to Alex, and then on the other side, I will get to some of these videos, including the brother changing his stance 180 degrees and then just seemingly cutting himself off when he's about to say arms dealer. I mean, you look at Stephen Paddock, the whole thing is fishy. He looks like the perfect man to be a patsy. Apparently he's a pilot. Apparently he has multiple planes. Apparently he's been retired, but has all of this money to go gambling. We know that people like to wash money, launder money through the Vegas casinos. So perhaps a perfect patsy. And then was his brother in the know? Did he know he was running arms? And then was he about to say it, cut himself off? Was there someone in his ear that cut him off? It's all very strange. We'll have that video in the other segment. But Alex has been waiting a long time. He wants to talk about the pictures and the weapons that were told used during the Vegas massacre. Go ahead, Alex.
Yes, how are you, Owen?
How you doing?
Hey, how are you, buddy? Listen, thank you and all your crew. You guys are the best, really. I mean, cannot ask any better. Yeah, so the pictures that I saw, you know, when it came out, and even when I heard the gunshots from the videos, if it's not automatic weapon, it's definitely a bot stock. And why he had so many weapons, so I don't know, apparently like 10, maybe more.
Yeah, and they're saying weapons. He had 12 bump stocks, too.
Yes, it's because it gets hot, and he would have to switch him out all the time. That would be the only thing for me. The other thing that's really bizarre to me is why would be two windows that are broken? You know, is he running, you know, from the window to a window and shooting? You know, it just, like, doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
It's just, yeah, it makes no sense completely.
Yeah, and think about this, too. I'm glad that you brought up the windows. Okay, so just, like, magically, we have the IDs of the hijackers magically on top of the pile of rubble. You know, you can see videos where literal steel beams on 9/11 just disintegrate into thin air. There's molten lava, essentially, molten metal that's standing there for over a year, the longest ever in the history of man, where you've had a puddle of just molten metal. But magically, the passports and the IDs of the hijackers are sitting on top of that. How about this window? They say he busted it out with a hammer. Magically, perfectly, the two hammers are just sitting there right by the window. Oh, how convenient. And you're telling me at the Mandalay Bay, at a popular hotel casino, at a high-tech establishment, you're telling me that they don't have alarms built into those windows? You're telling me that he busts that window open and there's no alarm? Most people in their house have an alarm on their window, and the hotel doesn't? I'm not buying that either.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. I mean, it's so bizarre. So bizarre. And then there's another video that I saw real quick. I know you're busy. Real quick, there's another video of you know, the taxi driver.
Oh, we got that video. We're going to be playing that. Go ahead.
And, you know, and you can see the, you know, the muzzle flash. And, you know, I own ARs. And, you know, it was definitely like a butt stock. It was a fully automatic butt stock. It was You know, it was that. And then you could see, you know, from the fourth floor, it's so crazy. Like, nobody hears it.
Well, I'll be perfectly honest. Thank you for the call and thank you for holding, Alex. I'm not convinced of the muzzle fire. Other people are convinced. I'm not convinced. But regardless, what that video proves to me beyond reasonable doubt is that there were multiple shooters and or there was a shooter that was not on the 32nd floor. We've got that video, other breaking videos on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com/show.
Warning. This broadcast is not for the weak-minded.
It's The War Room with Roger Stone. Watch the live stream
right now
at Infowars.com/show.
So really the questions just continue to add up here as we are back with you on The War Room, warroom.show. We are live weekdays, 3 to 6 p.m. Central. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. And a lot of different angles being analyzed and brought up, and I just want to quickly go around about a couple of these before we go to the driver that shot the video, Corey Langdon. In my eyes, she is a hero for recording this video, and in fact, I salute everyone that recorded video of that shooting. That is one of the bravest things you can do and one of the quickest thinking things you can do when this breaks down, to pick up your camera and start recording, knowing how important that footage is going to be in the future. So, wow, great job by her and great job by everyone filming. Truly heroes in my eyes. That takes an act of bravery, and we all appreciate it here, at least in the real media that want to get down to the bottom of this. So, is he ISIS? Is he Antifa? Is he a gun runner? Well, let's think about some of this. If Stephen Paddock was a gun or drug runner, former Lockheed Martin, they say he was a pilot. They say he had two planes. Okay, so perhaps that's possible. Makes perfect sense for somebody to want to set him up as a patsy. Perhaps that's the case. Okay, so let's say that that is the case. Let's say he was a gun runner, and that's why he had his pilot's license. That's why he had airplanes, and that's why he was unemployed or not working, yet still had access to large sums of cash. Okay, well then, why would you have a gun runner multimillionaire in dirty money at a Trump protest? To me, that doesn't make sense. That doesn't add up. If he was ISIS, why wouldn't he have done the typical ISIS things like shout Allahu Akbar or make sure the footage got out that he was recording, praising Allah and claiming this attack for ISIS? So to me, that doesn't really add up. But again, all of this is still developing. Some people think it was a gun deal gone bad, or maybe ISIS somehow caught wind of the gun deal and killed him and then fled the scene after the mass shooting. These are all the swirling rumors, but I'm trying to get down to what I can determine here. I'm trying to figure out exactly what I can see with my own eyes and hear with my own ears and get down to the bottom of it. So here is this powerful video. Now, I cut this up. It was originally about an 18-minute video. I cut this up to get to some of the highlights. This was shot by, I believe her name is Corey Langdon. I believe she was an Uber driver. Very brave of her to shoot this footage. And then even when she got people coming, screaming into her car, basically begging her to shut off the camera because they were in such a freakout zone, she continued to film. So I salute her. Here's the video that she shot, a compilation. In fact, pause it right there. Now, let's start this over, because this is actually very key. This first clip, you can clearly hear the shots and the echoes. So that's clearly what you're hearing. There's seven shots fired, and then the exact seven shots, the exact sound of the report echoes back. So I just want to clarify that these are shots fired, and then the echo. It's very clear. Play this again.
Sounds like it's coming from farther away.
Okay, now pause it again. So now, notice the entire different sound of the gunfire between the first sounds and that sound. In fact, this is so powerful, let's play it again. This is clearly either two shooters or a shooter that is close to the ground level when this video is shot. There's no way that these original reports are from 32 stories up. Let's play it from the beginning. Listen closely to the first sound of reports and then the second sound of reports. It doesn't add up to the official narrative. There's either two shooters or there's a shooter on the ground. Go ahead and roll it again. There's the original fire, sounds really close, and then the echo. Here's the second round.
Sounds like it's coming from farther away.
And then the driver says that shot came from a different location, clearly. Now this shot sounds like it came from where the first shots came from. Sounds closer than a 32nd floor window. Now the driver is driving away, and as you can hear, the sound as she drives away.
Something's going on.
Now again, that is a lot closer sounding than the second fires that we heard in this video.
Shit. Seriously, I don't know what's going on. Where are the cops at? I'm right here by the porch at Mandalay Bay, and everything just seems to be normal here.
Now, again, you can hear the shots being fired. Does that sound like it's coming from 32 stories up? Sounds awfully close to the vehicle. Now she picks up the people that were wounded, and they're saying that hundreds of people shot, maybe even hundreds dead. So, wow. Very courageous video there shot by Corey Langdon, I'm told is her name. And again, to me, you listen to that audio, it doesn't add up. As the driver said, it sounds like shots are coming from two different areas. And when you hear the reports from the original fire, it does not sound like it's from the 32nd floor. It sounds like it's very close to wherever that driver was. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to Darnell, a NRA member in Vegas. Darnell, what do you make of all this?
What's up, Owen? How you doing?
Doing fine. What do you think's going on here?
Okay, first of all, let's see if the NRA will kneel, or if they're patriots. I charge that we must not only repeal and replace the 1986 FOPA and other unconstitutional acts, ultimately allowing citizens to protect themselves and their lives from occultic Illuminati harvest, but also for the protection against the admitted threat of robot hordes. Do you know how I know there was multiple accomplices at the Luxor Harvest?
You're saying the Luxor Hotel, the Pyramid Hotel next door?
Yeah, the concert was in front of it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it was in front of a pyramid. And why were there musicians from the concert partying on floors near the 32nd level near the Patsy Shooter's Nest?
Oh, what are you alluding to exactly?
Also, you guys were talking about the drum mags yesterday. Surefire also makes larger capacity magazines that go up to 90 or 100. And what else I got here? Yeah, this is not even 10% down the rabbit hole, man.
Well, I'm not sure exactly what you're saying. Okay, I think we lost Darnell. Yeah, it's interesting that this takes place at the foot of a pyramid, obviously an occultic image. They put it on our dollar bill. Why? We're not Egyptian. You can make your own guess as to that. I mean, it's honestly just all insane. None of it makes sense. Literally none of it. How do you even try to wrap your head around all of this? Oh, and by the way, apparently he tried to book the same suite a week before for a rap concert. So that almost kills the narrative that he was aiming at patriots. We'll be right back.
Joe Biggs here with InfoWars.com with some patriotic quotes by Ron Paul. The most basic principle to being a free American is the notion that we as individuals are responsible for our own lives and decisions. We do not have the right to rob our neighbors to make up for our own mistakes. Neither does our neighbor have any right to tell us how to live, so long as we aren't infringing on their rights. Freedom to make bad decisions is inherent in the freedom to make good ones. If we are only free to make good decisions, then we are not really free. Liberty is lost through complacency and a subservient mindset when we accept or even welcome automobile checkpoints, random searches, mandatory identification cards, and paramilitary police in our streets. We have lost a vital part of our American heritage. America was born of protests, revolution, and mistrust of government. Subservient societies neither maintain nor deserve freedom for long.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
All right, I want to halfway retract what I said earlier, not to insinuate that people that go to rap concerts aren't patriots. I've actually been to a rap concerts myself. I like some rap music. I've even been to a Chance the Rapper concert. What I was saying is that the narrative that he chose the country music concert because of the stereotypical country music fan being a white Trump supporter, perhaps that narrative dies when you consider that he was trying to book the same suite for the weekend before, perhaps to do the exact same thing or whatever the case may be. So there's just another interesting angle that you have to insert into the debate, into the discussion when trying to decide motive. Now, We are joined by Shad Coates. He was an eyewitness to this on the ground. He was at the concert, and he wants to share his experience with us. Shad, based on all the narratives you're hearing, all the angles you're hearing, and then what you experienced there on the ground, what do you think is going on here?
That's a fantastic question. First of all, I just want to say how sorry I am to everybody that was there and people who did not get out. We were fortunate enough to get out through the back, I guess, where the side show stage was taking place, which is kind of farther away from the Mandalay Bay. But at the time it happened, I honestly don't know. My mind can't do anything except replay the evening over and over again and watching, you know, all CNN and everything since pretty much I got back from Vegas yesterday. And now hearing quite a bit of, you know, I don't know if they're rumors or not about what really has taken place. It's just, it's not going to make anything easier what my wife and I and our family and friends are going through. But just to maybe have an idea of what really the truth of what had happened there, I just, you know, I don't understand. It's you're in Vegas and you got so much surveillance there on, 100% time there. And just how do they not have any answers?
Yeah, and we get the pictures of the deceased alleged gunman leaked, but we don't get any surveillance footage of the hotel, nothing of him checking in, nothing of him hauling luggage, nothing of him on the elevator, nothing of the gunshots on the ground, which were there would be tons of them considering the angle they're saying he shot from. Absolutely nothing there. Just the photo of him dead. How convenient.
Yeah, and I can tell you, the initial firing when it had first taken place, nobody knew really what was going on. I originally thought it was, you know, pyrotechnics from the show or some fireworks. Unfortunately, the way I was able to comprehend what had happened was a young girl was fatally shot at pretty much at my feet. And that's wow. When I just pulled my wife to the floor. My best friend and his wife hit the ground too. And that was the initial first go around. Like I said, we fled out the back just every after the barrage of firing. I would just lay down on top of my wife, and then he would have to reload or change weapons. So you had about a 20-second or so, like, in between intermission, I guess, and we would just stand up and sprint. The next fire would start, we'd hit the ground again, and we made our way. I mean, we were about probably 40 yards from the main stage where Jason Aldean was playing. We made our way to the very end of the venue and exited out a side stage where they were doing some of the side shows. And I can tell you 100% that after listening to the fire for 7 to 8 minutes as we're fleeing, we got to the portion of that venue where I stopped because it sounded like the gunfire had completely shifted angles and was not echoing, and it sounded like we would, rather than fleeing the area where the shots were coming from, it was the second there where we had, like, almost were running into the firing. So,
you know, that's interesting because that actually matches up with some of the other eyewitness reports that we've seen and some of the video that we've seen. Shad, thank you for joining us again, an eyewitness testimony. And I know that some of this may be hazy to you, but I just have a couple questions that perhaps you can answer. One is, would you say that the first shots were fired around 10:05 as being reported? That was about the first shot?
Yeah, I would say. I know Jason Aldean had started about 9:30 or scheduled to, and we were enjoying his music for probably 35 minutes or so. And I would say that is incredibly accurate.
Okay, and also, and again, this might be harder for you to try to recall considering your state of being at this time, but based on my research, the first two volleys of shots were much longer lasting. I believe the first two volleys came from a drum magazine, and the reload time or the weapon switch time between the first two volleys was about 60 seconds each. And then every other volley after that seemed to be under 50 shots, maybe around 30, and reload time was about half the time. Can you confirm or deny that, or is it even tough for you to recall?
Unfortunately, I can confirm all that. I don't know what type of state of mind I went into at that particular time, but I can remember everything from sheltering my wife on initial sounds of gunfire to, I mean, all the way exiting out the back to where people were stopping me because I had quite a bit of blood on my back and people wow. thought I had been hit, but it wasn't my blood. But yeah, that's very true. The very first two volleys of shots seemed like they never stopped. It seemed like an eternity. I would say a good 30 to 35 seconds of just straight just shooting ducks in a pond, unfortunately. And then at that point, as we made our way back, it seemed like they maybe have gotten a little bit shorter, but I don't know how long in between reload or weapon change was. It would have to be a good 35, 40 seconds because we hit the ground a good 7 times. And each time we did that was only to just duck and cover. So and the venue's pretty large. So, and like I said, we made our way from pretty much the main stage all the way out the furthest exit point of that venue.
Yeah, your testimony pretty much exactly correlates to exactly what I've discovered in my research. Now, the last point, again, you kind of already alluded to this, but I want to delve into this directly. Do you believe there were multiple shooters?
You know what? Based on what I can remember as far as the noise and the way the weapons constantly sounded through those first 7 or 8 volleys, and then when we were out towards the back end of the venue, that last set of firing that I had heard was incredibly different than what I had experienced the past 7 or 8 volleys.
And you don't just mean the rate of fire. You're actually talking about the direction and the noise as approximation to your location.
I'm talking the noise. The noise was enough to stop us in our tracks of exiting the back of the venue to stop and reevaluate which way we're going to leave after we've been running one direction for 6.5 minutes of which seemed like an eternity. So, yeah, I would have to say, I mean, it was enough to where it was dramatically different to where, you know, had to speculate on if we were still going to exit the venue in that direction.
We are joined with an eyewitness testimony who was at the show that night of the Vegas massacre. His testimony parallels exactly with what all of my research says and all of the expert analysis says based on the research I've been doing. Shad, have you reached out or have you been reached out to by the Las Vegas Police Department or the FBI to share your testimony with them?
No, I have not. We had made it out so fast. All I can think about was when it was happening, staying away from a group of people, because at that point I was able to comprehend this is just a mass, he's shooting for mass casualties. And the exit point we made was out the back end of the venue, and we just kept running, and we ended up being with a group of 15 strangers. We had no idea who they were up in a room at the Hooters Hotel and did not leave that room up until about 5:45 a.m.
Shad, any parting words here in the last 60 seconds? Thank you so much for joining us. We're so glad that you, your friends, and your wife were able to make it out there safely. Thank you for sharing your eyewitness testimony. 60 seconds left here. Any parting words?
Yeah, I just, unfortunately, my wife has a girlfriend that was out there with us, and her husband did not make it. And I just want to let them know, if they're listening, that our heart and prayers are with them. And anything that we can do to help this time, you know, get better. I know that's a far fetch, but I just want to say our heart and prayers are with that particular family back in Southern California.
Well, I'm sorry to hear about that, Shad, and our thoughts and prayers are with you, your friends, your family, and obviously all of the deceased and injured that night. Thank you for your testimony here today, Shad.
Thank you, yes.
All right, that was an eyewitness testimony. I'm not sure where I'm going to go when we come back. We've got video of the brother changing his stance, doing a 180. Millie's going to be joining us soon. We've got a compilation of all the police scanner audio that's odd, and we'll take more of your calls. This is the War Room. We'll be right back.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars, Biome Defense, Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
War Room. Infowars.com/.
I said the joint was rocking, going round and round. Yeah, reeling and rocking. What a crazy sound. And they never stopped rocking till the moon went down.
You're listening to the sworn enemy of fake news. It's the War Room with Roger Stone at InfoWars.com/show.
Okay, I've still got so much to get to. I'm going to try to get to all of it. Witnesses claiming multiple shooters. We've got the police scanner tape, which I want to go to now. We've got the brother acting totally strange. We got Millie joining us here, and I've got more phone calls. I want to get to those. But let's go to a compilation of police scanner audio from the Vegas massacre.
Sydney, Mandalay Bay. Upstairs, Mandalay Bay, halfway up. I see the shots coming from Mandalay Bay. Halfway up.
159 is coming from, like, the 50 or 60th floor. North of the Mandalay Bay. It's coming out of the window.
We'll see multiple flashes in the middle of Mandalay Bay on the north side. Kind of a on the west tower, but towards the center of the casino, like one of the middle floors.
I'm inside the Mandalay Bay on the 31st floor. I can hear the automatic fire coming from one floor ahead, one floor above us.
10-5-1, I see there's a flashing coming up from about a third of the way up, center tower, Mandalay Bay. Who you got?
Anybody have eyes on this shooter?
About 15th floor on the Mandalay Bay, facing a whole lot.
751, it's been a while since we've heard any shots. Would anybody have eyes on the shooter?
But if it is coming from Mandalay, there is a strobe light coming from one of those windows on the east side.
We have a security officer also shot in the leg on this 32nd floor. He's standing by the elevator. It sounds like it's confirmed there are at least two shooters with fully automatic weapons.
Does anybody have a suspect description?
Control 224, control 592. We started clearing just at the 29th floor and up. So the floors below that need to be cleaned up. We just moved up here based on the intel.
This is K95. I have a 5-man team going to floor 2.
Negative. We have the hallway contained, the room where the shots were fired from. It is contained right now. If you can avoid coming through those doors, please do.
744-792, we're going up to the second floor at the shops at Mandalay Bay.
Okay.
The shops at Mandalay Bay, we're coming up to the second floor, 744.
It is set on the suspect's door. I need everybody in that hallway to be aware of it and get back. We need to pop this and see if we get any type of response from this guy to see if he's in here or if he's actually moved out somewhere else.
Copy. All units on the 32nd floor. SWAT has explosive breach. Everyone in the hallway needs to move back. All units move back.
Breach, breach, breach.
We need the radio. We are clearing this room. We have one suspect.
Okay, so based on that, sounds like there was either multiple shooters firing at multiple times or somehow one shooter was able to cover multiple floors in a very short time span while people were still on some of these floors and security and police were on the scene. That is not possible considering the official narrative is one shooter on the 32nd floor. You had the video while that was rolling that appears to have gunfire coming from a completely different room than we're told is the official story. Again, maybe that's optics playing tricks on us. Maybe it's lights. I don't know, but it's very strange. Regardless, the police have clearly said that the 32nd floor was not the only area where shots were coming from. You had people saying, we're going to the fifth floor. We're going to the second floor. I see people halfway up shots coming from. I see people on the top floor shots coming from. So how is that possible? It doesn't add up unless there were multiple shooters. And then again, you heard in the video, explosive breach. Look at the pictures they released of the door that was breached. Shows zero signs of explosion. Absolutely zero. How is that possible? None of it adds up, folks. None of it adds up. More questions than answers. We're joined by Millie Weaver on the other side, plus more clips and more calls.
Prepping for disaster and societal unrest has now gone so mainstream that even Realtor.com is writing about it. But the realtors are still embarrassed to cover the subject and eager to set themselves apart from what they call Uncle Travis's guns and canned foods militia vision of preparedness. Well, the ants may have the last laugh on the grasshoppers, but the grasshoppers will still sing the tune if they can make money. But maybe you don't have a Hollywood mansion where you can drop another $1 million to turn your home theater into a radiation-proof bunker. There are still very effective, low-tech, low-cost things you can do to prepare. In fact, even realizing that there's a need to prepare and doing anything to act on that realization increases your chances of survival. Things that you do to prepare for an Armageddon scenario will help you to weather storms, to absorb an economic shock, or to protect you from home invasion. Prepare for the worst-case scenario while you educate yourself and others and work for the best-case scenario. Get more information at InfoWars.com. I'm David Knight.
This is the War Room.
All right, I'm joined in studio by Millie Weaver now. We've got more clips coming. We've got more of your calls coming. I promise we'll get to your calls. Millie's been researching this adamantly. She's kind of been looking at the angle of Stephen Paddock being a gun runner. It makes sense. He owns airplanes. He has a pilot license. He somehow has all this money to gamble, yet is unemployed. Something is strange about that. Millie, you've been doing your research. What sticks out to you at this hour?
Well, it sticks out to me that Stephen Paddock obviously has the MO of...
All right, hold on. I think we have an audio issue. Let's get Millie's mic turned up. And go ahead, Millie.
Well, Stephen Paddock has the MO of either a gun runner or drug dealer or something of that sort. He really, it speaks deep state to me when we see this. We've seen that he had two hotel rooms, okay? A rather large suite and then a smaller side hotel room that had an interconnecting door. So one of the windows was from the smaller hotel room and one of the windows was from the larger suite. So why did he have two rooms? That's another question. Was he possibly entertaining a party that was going to be getting these weapons? Why bring so many guns to a fight where you're simply going to blow, shoot a bunch of people and then take yourself out? it doesn't make sense why he would have needed that many guns, unless he was going to actually try to fight with law enforcement, which it seems he apparently didn't. There was no fight. Although what's interesting is CNN was actually reporting that the struggle in the hall between a security officer was actually with their law enforcement going in and trying to stop the subject. But if you actually listen to the police scanner, you would know that that happened before police came even on the scene. And that was just the word of the security person that was standing there in the hallway. And that that security officer just told the police, oh, I was shot in the leg. I got into it with this guy, which I still really want to know, what's this security officer's identity? Who is he? We need to be able to have that information to really go further down that rabbit hole. But just things aren't adding up. This guy, Stephen Paddock, had a laundry list of suspicious things that put him into a high profile person of suspect when we have the high limit gambling he's been in, you know, doing. We also have him having a pilot's license, owning airplanes, having worked at Lockheed Martin. And that was his last known place of employment, of full-time employment. And this guy was wealthy. It wasn't that he had wealth from his family, because his brother even said in statements that his brother, Stephen, was very wealthy and actually helped him become wealthy through dabbling in real estate investments.
Yeah, and where are these real estate deals? Who are the people he's making real estate deals with? How come none of them have stepped forward?
Well, what people don't realize is that you can buy apartment complexes and use real estate to launder money. That's another way that you can launder money. So is it any wonder that this guy was an accountant and auditor for a predecessor of Lockheed Martin? You know, an accountant is going to know how to cook the books, so to speak.
And yeah, so they could have cooked one of their own here, essentially frying their own goose, the perfect patsy, especially knowing if it's true that he was involved in gun running and illegal activities. I want to get to these videos now, guys. Let's prepare clip 10. Here are eyewitnesses saying that there were multiple shooters on the scene.
Clip after clip after clip, bullets flying everywhere, everybody running. It was really, really bad.
And you guys said that there were multiple shots fired.
We were on the furthest, we were the furthest VIP stages away from Mandalay Bay, and they were ricocheting everywhere where we were. So it was, they were firing from somewhere high, and they were unloading clip after clip after clip after clip.
So there's a shooter, you believe?
Multiple shooters.
Multiple shooters. Multiple,
it has to be.
How many people were hit? Did you
see?
We
have no idea. Hopefully none, but there was obviously people hit.
Did you guys see any victims? I mean, as far as...
We just saw one drive by
hanging out of the back of the truck.
Giving CPR.
Out of the back of the truck right now, CPR.
Wow.
There's bullets ricocheting, like, bounced down by the bottom of our feet, because we all got on the floor, crawling out, rushing, because everybody's rushing out.
It sounded like two firecrackers ended up being hundreds of shots.
Yeah.
So it sounded like hundreds of shots.
It wouldn't sound like it was hundreds of shots.
And then what happened? I mean, how long ago did this happen?
5 minutes, not even.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's still, people are still running scared. The back streets are all full of people trying to hide out. I mean, everybody's, it sounded like a firecracker, and then it ended up not sounding like a firecracker at all.
What did you guys think when you first heard this?
I thought
it was like technical or like just something just wrong with the stage, and then it started happening again.
This begs the question, why aren't we seeing images of reports of the bullet holes in the ground? This should be 101 forensics. If he's firing from up top, you should be able easily to identify the angle and the bullets that are hitting the ground while they're firing. Let's go to a second video, clip 11, eyewitness saying that there were multiple guns.
Aldine was playing and we were in our booth and we thought it was fireworks, and then it just didn't stop. And I'm like, Debbie, that's not fireworks. And then people started running and we asked what was going on, and they said it was a shooter, and then we realized it sounded like machine guns. It sounded like more than one machine gun, and it just didn't stop, like 30 minutes.
What'd you guys do?
We were hiding in a beer truck behind our booth and in a Budweiser truck for about 30 minutes.
And these are not the only clips of eyewitnesses saying that they believe there were multiple shooters. We've had other people say that they were running away from the Mandalay Bay, and it sounded like they were getting closer to the gunfire. We had another person that just joined us on the phone who says he believes that there were multiple shooters. What that entails, whether they were on the ground, whether it was a kill box like we were talking about earlier with Craig Sawyer, whether they were on multiple floors of the Mandalay Bay, I don't know. All I know is that to me, I feel like beyond a reasonable doubt, there were multiple shooters here, Millie.
Yes, I would say that as well, Owen. And definitely, why aren't we seeing more looking and investigating into those lower floors where you see that flashing, the flashing lights that syncs up with the audio of the gunfire? So why aren't we seeing more into that? But another thing is this, if this was a weapons deal that went sour with a group, potentially ISIS, I mean, ISIS is claiming responsibility, why aren't we, you know, why are we hearing this cover up? Why do you think the FBI is trying to cover it up? Well, it would be because it's the biggest embarrassment. Imagine if you are the FBI, you're the government, you're trying to do this weapons deal where you have wired up the hotel room and you're planning to transfer these weapons and then follow the weapons back to their cell, essentially track ISIS, and everything goes wrong. You have the ISIS group decide to go on a shooting rampage, co-opt your weapons deal where you're going to out them and find their cell and actually turn it into a terrorist attack, kill your guy that's, you know, Stephen Paddock potentially engaging in it. And they would want to hide the fact that there's multiple shooters because then that ruins the cover up of that it was a lone wolf, Stephen Paddock. He was mentally ill. It destroys their ability to use him as a patsy. That's why there would be such a strong cover up to hide that there, in fact, was more than one shooter.
Yeah, that's an interesting angle I haven't thought of. Again, you had General Kelly saying, you know, if you knew what I knew about domestic terrorism, you wouldn't even leave your house. Maybe they're just trying to cover something up that they know happened. Because, you know, another interesting angle here is they're reporting that they found the explosive elements inside of Paddock's car. Well, what the hell is that? I mean, what the hell is that? I mean, nobody seems to be wanting to ask that question.
Well, if you are engaging in this level of distributions and weapons dealing, you're going to have some explosive devices. You're going to have some of those stuff that is the real deal to show to the people buying. They want to know that you've got the explosives, you've got the goods, you have fully automatic weapons, you have all kinds of weapons that are considered illegal. So you would have to essentially have those things play the part. And of course, you would have lots of money. Typically, people who are engaging in these type of activities where they're smuggling weapons for the government or drugs for the government, they have tons of money. And this guy fits the bill. He had a lot of money at his fingertips, yet we can't really link back where he was getting that money from when his last place of known full-time employment was at Lockheed Martin 30 years ago. And then everything else has just been, you know, blowing wads of money at high risk gambling, casinos, owning airplanes, owning multiple homes, owning real estate investment properties, yeah, which you can launder money through. It's totally suspicious of deep state.
The lone wolf narrative makes no sense. Really nothing makes sense. We'll be right back with more of the War Room on the other side.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep-earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, into the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Well, we've got more information continuing to flow in on this ordeal. Still more questions than answers, and we're just trying to ask the right questions to try to weed out the fake news. Let's go now to Stephen Paddock's brother. Now, again, more of the information inflow that we're getting here is that he has two other brothers. So we're going to break that down in a second. But first, let's go to the very strange video of Stephen Paddock's one brother completely shifting his stance on the massacre.
I mean, my brother did this. This is like it was done, you know, like he shot us. I mean, if he'd have killed my kids, I couldn't be more dumbfounded. I mean, it doesn't...
So last
there's week, nothing. Of course, Steve did this all by himself. This is 100% Steve did this by himself. People can't seem to cope with that either. But Steve was a highly intelligent, highly successful person. He could have done anything he wanted to do. And he did. He made himself wealthy. He made us wealthy. He was a very successful person. He gambled for 20-plus years successfully. It's like a job to him. He did it mathematically. He did it because it was a way to have a fun life and he didn't go poor doing it.
So, again, very strange. What real estate deals? Where is he getting this cash? Why is he gambling with all this cash? Is he trying to launder money? Why does the brother completely change his stance? If that wasn't weird enough, watch this video of the brother catching himself mid-sentence.
Every week.
You use the phrase evil genius. Do you think that he was?
I'm sorry. I mean, that's the thing I shouldn't have said. But that's what people are... I mean, that he's this...
You know, but he's a highly intelligent. What I mean, there's absolutely no. And this is the other part that I want to stress with this. That it. I mean, it doesn't matter that they won't chase people, but people are saying, "Oh, he must have had help." Steve had no help. Steve didn't take help. It did not take a village for Steve. Steve was an I'm sorry. Please don't. I'm using a colloquial. I was about to use a colloquial term that would besmudge one of the armed forces. Steve was a standalone guy. Okay? Steve.
Okay, so cut it right there. All right, so that's very strange. He catches himself mid-sentence.
Right before he's going to say arm.
Now you think he's about to say arms dealer. Jake Lloyd, our reporter back there, thinks he was about to say an army of one, which would make sense considering his follow-up statements. Regardless, it's very strange how he does catch himself mid-sentence and previously says he can't believe it and now is seemingly like all hands on deck. Yeah, he clearly did this. He's a mass murdering psycho.
Well, he is right when he says that Steve spent a lot of money at casinos. And who gambles heavily for over 20 years?
Well,
I mean,
a lot of people,
I mean, I guess so, but the amount,
where did you get the money?
The limits he had and to just blow that kind of money, it just makes you really wonder, was he engaging in some kind of money laundering? If he's also an accountant and was an accountant and an auditor and he's really good with math, he's really good with sorting things, making other people money, you have to wonder, okay, was he washing money?
I think this guy still just equals perfect Patsy. When you look at all the details and you have to consider that, there had to be more than one shooter. Now, this is just breaking from the Washington Post. Headline, new details emerge about Mary Lou Danley, girlfriend of Las Vegas shooter Stephen Paddock. We haven't really heard any comments from her. She's allegedly being investigated right now. She had to come back from the Philippines. There was confusion whether she was in Japan or the Philippines, whether money was being sent to Japan or Philippines. It's being reported it was the Philippines. But here's an interesting segment of this article. His mother struggled to raise him and his four brothers on her own. His father escaped from prison twice. So either there was already, you know, maybe some mental instability there, or perhaps again, the perfect Patsy, and had little more contact with them, relatives say. As they grew older, Stephen, the eldest, and younger brother, Eric, kept in touch. That's the one we heard from. But Stephen drifted almost completely out of touch with his two other brothers, Bruce and Patrick. So why is that? Eric said Stephen stopped talking to his brother Bruce because Bruce used to beat him up when they were kids. Very strange. And Stephen stopped talking to Patrick because they were different people. Well, why aren't we hearing from those two? Nobody's talking about those two. And this is now breaking news, even though you would assume that people would have known that these brothers were out there to begin with. I wonder if we'll hear anything from the brothers that were apparently out of touch with Stephen.
You know, I know we heard from Eric, but that would be interesting to hear from the brothers on this. There's a lot of holes here still while we're trying to piece things together in this investigation. And hopefully after the FBI interviews his girlfriend, Mary Lou, we're going to get to the bottom of more of it if they actually release some of it. But some people were saying, I know Laura Loomer was saying her sources at Mandalay were talking about how they had came in and government forces seized a bunch of the records and started wiping clean their systems. So it's going to be really hard to put this together. But without a doubt, my sources that were contractors for military are saying this reeks of a cover up.
Oh, well, it's obviously a cover-up, and why they want to cover up is the real question. What are they trying to cover up is the real question, and will the girlfriend really know anything? Is this just another angle to throw us off the scent? Could she have genuinely just been visiting family in the Philippines? I mean, who knows? Who knows?
The $100,000 transfer is suspicious.
But that could have been made up. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I can't know any of this. I can only go off what I know, and that's from the raw video and the eyewitness testimonies, clearly more than one shooter.
And the eyewitness testimonies are saying there was definitely more than one, multiple shooters. You could even hear it. You could hear when you put the audio together and you just listen, you can hear that, okay, it sounds like two different guns are even being used at the same time in some of the clips. And to hear the different ranges with the video with the taxi cab driver, that
clearly,
was
I mean,
bizarre.
Clearly. It's so
and you
obvious.
Visually see it. You visually see the flashing in one of the lower levels. And what's interesting here is that, okay, this is why the security guard in the hall on the 32nd floor is so intriguing. The police come up, find this guy, right? But before that, on the police scanner, the police say, contact Mandalay, shut the elevators down, right? So elevators closed off, apparently. The guy's waiting at the elevator. But then the police go back down to the 31st or 30th floor, and they wait around. They say that they're going to wait for reinforcements. Who are they waiting for? The SWAT team, the FBI. And the police essentially stand down, and they stand down for a very long time. The shooter stops shooting on his own, okay? They're waiting there for a very long time for SWAT to come, and that to me seems like that would have been enough time for people, SWAT or other people to come up there and maybe tamper with things, but, or it would have been enough time for people on lower levels to escape. If there was right. another shooter, that would have given them enough time on a lower level to escape to cover up what they did down there. But the police did just stay there on those levels waiting around for SWAT to show up because the security person with the gunshot to the leg told him he got into it with the shooter. So the police were standing down waiting for SWAT.
I'm getting another story handed to me here. This is from Snopes.
Jeez.
Did a second gunman shoot from the fourth floor of the Mandalay Bay Hotel? Snopes claims it's false. So to me, that means it's probably true. If Snopes is going to come out and print this, folks, we don't just make this up. We played the police scanners. We played the video that clearly shows audio of at least multiple shooters or a shooter closer to the ground than the 32nd floor. Millie, thank you for your research. Thank you for your time. Continue your hard work. We'll be right back with your calls on the other side. This is the War Room.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Refresh your breath with Emerx Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emerx Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gums and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emerx Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emerx Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
This is the return
of the Republic.
And this is the War Room with Owen Schroyer
and Roger Stone
at InfoWars.com/show.
Oh, fitting song, Runaway Train. That seems to be the official narrative of the Stephen Paddock Vegas massacre. Just the whole thing is out of control. Folks, InfoWars is live for 10 hours a day and sometimes more, and that's because you support us by going to InfoWarsStore.com and purchasing our great products. We don't get any help from YouTube and Google. They're trying to shut us off. We're even, you know, they're attacking us at all angles. That's why we have to be independent. So that's why we bring you the best deals. 50% off BrainForce. This is a natural energy booster, a natural focus booster of herbs that are good for you and clean. It gives you a nice, clean focus and energy without the drop that you see from energy drinks or some of these cheap energy pills they try to sell you at gas station. And we bring it to you at 50% off. This is a product that's been reviewed over 5,000 times, has a 4.6 star review. We bring it to you at 50% off because we believe that if you try it, you're going to want to get it again because it works so well. In fact, I've got my bottle of BrainForce right here. I use it as well when I need it, because it helps you focus. It helps you get energy when you need them. I know I'm not the only one around here that uses it. My co-host Roger Stone is a big fan of BrainForce as well, and we believe you will be a fan once you try it. How about Vitamin Mineral Fusion? This is a product that I use every day. A lot of supplements in there that you're just not going to get in your daily diet. So get the Vitamin Mineral Fusion right now, 50% off. Look at that, 4.8 star review, over 1,500 reviews. That is almost impossible, folks. And we've done it with Vitamin Mineral Fusion, and it's 50% off right now. Oh, yeah, and don't forget about AutoShip. You know, this is the kind of stuff that you take every morning. You get AutoShip there. You get an additional discount, and then we'll send it to you every 60 days, 90 days, whatever period of time you want. That's Vitamin Mineral Fusion, a great product for you and your family. If you're a fitness freak or a weightlifter, like at times I am, you're going to need a protein supplement. Why not have a protein supplement that also has bone broth in it? Chaga mushroom, bee pollen, a lot of things that are very great for your body, and it all is in the Caveman True Paleo Bone Broth formula. That is 50% off right now. Another product that I take, I like to take it after my workouts. You can mix it with milk. You can mix it with water. You can put it in a milkshake. Just a great product for people that like to exercise and keep their body in tip-top shape. And since we're on the subject of the Las Vegas massacre, you know, I figured I might as well mention the fact that we also sell the highest quality, best body armor at InfoWarsStore.com at the best price. This is literally groundbreaking body armor, lightweight, stops almost all rounds, and that's a really good price. I'm not sure what the discount we have on that right now is, but we also have the backpack armor and the full body armor suit. So you win either way when you purchase that, and it's a great deal. It's at discount. It's made in America, and it's highly efficient, highly effective. That is the Citizen Armor Tactical XPC vest that you're looking at right now. This is great body armor for you. You know, things are getting weird out there, so, you know, you might want to have body armor. I have some myself. Actually, it's under my bed about 2 feet from my shotgun. So that's just how I roll. Harrison, you got something? Let's get his mic on, guys. I can't hear him. So we'll get Harrison on here in a second. I want to mention this. As we just broke, Paddock, Stephen Paddock also had other brothers. Two brothers were mentioned in the Washington Post article. This same article also mentioned that he was married and divorced twice, and both his ex-wives have declined to talk to reporters. And then you get another story about a fifth Paddock brother, Craig Paddock. So you've got Eric, Craig, Bruce, Stephen, and I forget the other brother's name. So five Paddock brothers. You've only heard from Eric, and apparently he fell out of touch with these people and his mother. So just more interesting developments. What did you have to add to this, Harrison?
Well, I wanted to talk about, you said that YouTube is finding ways to block us and stuff. Just so people can understand how real this is. Just yesterday we put up a video, and Jake, it was actually one of Jake's videos, and he went to look at it, and it was on private, and we couldn't figure out why. And it turns out that they've instituted a new thing where they're claiming that if your tags are inaccurate or if your title is inaccurate, and we're not really sure who decides what is inaccurate or not.
Oh, yeah.
They just go ahead and put it on private. They don't take it down. They put it on private, and you have to appeal it literally just based on whether they think that the title is good or not. We really don't know. But that's the type of stuff that we're dealing with, that just all of a sudden YouTube creates some sort of new algorithm, and suddenly our videos are taken.
And it's happening on Twitter, too. Now every time I put something out on Twitter on the War Room, it says it's sensitive material. Guys, I actually put out a tweet. If you can go back, I tweeted this, I think, 2 days ago. Maybe it was Monday or Tuesday. I took an image of Twitter saying that our posts are now considered sensitive material. So try to find that, because this is what they're doing. Snopes prints a story saying that it's false, that there was a second gunman from the fourth floor, so that almost makes it true. All right, let's go to a caller. We've had callers waiting, so we thank you so much. Let's start with Embry in San Antonio. Questions about the girlfriend. Go ahead, Embry.
Yeah, I have a question about the girlfriend, and another quick question regarding the girlfriend in the Japan / wherever else she was supposed to be. I would suggest that the possibility of that, and what I hope somebody would investigate, would be that it's going to change your timeline and might try to make her look like she wasn't there when she was there. You know, like she was flying to Japan when she may have not gone to Japan at all.
Right, and there is an interesting factor, considering reports initially of Japan with the money, initially of Japan where she's at. It ends up being the Philippines. Yeah, that's very strange. But again, you know, it could be she really does know nothing. I don't know.
And let me ask you this, Owen, just as a curiosity. Supposedly we've heard that this guy was filming himself.
Right. They said that he had four filming reels going, one on the peephole and then two in the hallway, which doesn't make any sense, and then one on himself. We've seen none of that footage. No proof of that. And a suicide note, apparently, but no proof of that. They won't show us that. Go ahead.
Regarding the one on himself, he knew he wasn't going to watch it. So who was it for, and was it being broadcast?
Exactly. And if it was for an ISIS thing, he would have made sure that people would have seen it.
Absolutely. And then may I make one more comment?
Yes.
Okay. I have been having a hard time finding the War Room. I listen to the 11 to 3 broadcast, and then there's a rebroadcast. I'm an internet listener. I would like, hopefully, on the 11 to 3 broadcast, for the people that haven't got, you know, the War Room added to their local radio station yet, you go to a free tune-in app, you put in War Room, one word, and you can get the live broadcast.
Well, thank you so much for that. You can also find us on iTunes podcast, War Room Show on iTunes podcast by Alex Jones. And always you can find us at warroom.show for all of our content, warroom.show. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you for the call, Embry. Let's go to Aaron, a Marine Corps veteran in New Mexico. Aaron, what's on your mind?
Hey, good afternoon. How you doing?
Doing all right.
Hey, just want to give you all great props. I've been a listener to Alex Jones for 5 years now. Hey, but I've got some interesting aspects on this, and I was watching the first videos that came out when this happened, and I recognized right away, again, like a Marine Corps veteran, 4 years active duty, also did four in the Army. second rifle expert, second award, and scored a perfect on the rifle range in the Army. So I kind of know these weapons. I realized right away he was not trained. Because you notice how you said you had heard the continuous gunfire? Well, yeah. Anyone who's fired automatic weapons know that you doom and controlled burst anywhere from 5 to 15 rounds.
Yep.
So he definitely wasn't trained. I did at first think of the possibility of belt fed. But for him to have been shown with bump fire, and y'all bring up the gun running, I don't even think that.
All right, I'm going to tell you what. Aaron, stop right there. I want to hold you over. Let's continue this discussion on the other side. We'll also go to Caleb and perhaps another call. Final segment of the War Room on the other side. Warroom.show. I'm your host, Owen Troyer. Follow us on Twitter at War Room Show, even though they want to block us there, too.
Police departments across the country are now using an invasive surveillance tool called Stingrays, which use cell phone towers to intercept phone calls and text messages without warrants. The technology comes courtesy of the FBI, who have forced our nation's police departments into signing non-disclosure agreements, forbidding them from publicly talking about the technology. Needless to say, this is a direct violation of our Fourth Amendment, and they have no legal authority for warrantless stingray spying, where we now know that police are collecting information on thousands of innocent people who are not even suspected of any crimes. Once again, more evidence that the police state isn't coming, it's already here. This is Darren McBreen, and I invite you to join the resistance. Infowars.com.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrex Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrex Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrex Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Left to cover here, 10 minutes to go. I'm looking at the official photo of Stephen Paddock being dead. I've questioned its legitimacy. I just gotta say now, I'll be the crazy person. I think it's fake. I just don't understand. First of all, the bloodstains look different. Where all of this brass is around him, why is it around him there? Where's the gun he used to fire? Oh, he used the revolver? How does it end up 2 feet past his head? Doesn't make sense. And how is it that's the photo that leaks? No photos of the bullet holes on the ground. No photos of the security guard. Zero surveillance footage from the hotel. Explain that. And now apparently the Washington Post is going to interview Paddock's girlfriend. So that's nice and convenient. The Compost gets that. Let's go back to Aaron, who was discussing what he thinks the weapons were used. Oh, yeah. Go ahead and flash the Twitter that I was talking about, guys, how they're trying to say our Twitter account is sensitive material. Beware, folks. There's apparently some setting on Twitter that you have to click. Otherwise, any truthful information they're going to say is sensitive on Twitter. Now, let's go back to Aaron, a Marine Corps vet, talking about what he thinks happened. Aaron, what do you think? Multiple shooters? What type of weapons? Well, pick up where you left off.
Okay. I definitely don't think this individual is trained on weapons because with automatic weapon fire, you don't have those long, continuous runs that you hear. So it's very possible bump fire, which is, and I did think about belt fed, and I did think about that, but they're saying, no, it could be possibility of a second gun person, probably.
Well, what do you think about the images? Well, let me ask you this, Aaron. What do you think about these images, but the lack of brass? I mean, there should be hundreds, if not thousands, of empty brass around it.
I do have a question about those pics. That doesn't seem totally right, because I watched that video over and over. But what gets me, and you, it was good thinking on y'all's part about being a gun runner, but I don't see that. And I'll tell you why. An M16 A2 or M4 variant, if you buy it legally, it's $16,000 thereabout. If this guy's a millionaire, he wouldn't have weapons with bump fire stocks. And if he was a gun runner, he would have had fully automatic weapons. And as wealthy as he is, he definitely would have had belt fed. Because if you look at the diagram y'all have put up, from the Mandalay to the concert, it looks more than 500 meters. Now, the maximum...
Yeah, they're saying it's about 1,400 feet. Go ahead.
Okay, so the maximum effective range on the M16A2 service rifle is 555 meters on a point target. So these are really stretching those out. And all he was doing, even if it's a bump fire, he's just spraying. So he wasn't trained. I don't think he had anything to do with gun running. Now, his girlfriend, and I had seen this right away, his girlfriend, her estranged husband, is ultra-liberal, pro-Lord Obama, you know, an anti-Trumper. So that would tell me that his girlfriend, this Mary Lou, she's liberalized.
Yeah, and she's saying, and she's saying now that she had no warning about the massacre.
Oh, of course not. Poor little, yeah, whatever.
Well, but let me ask you this, though. Let me ask you this. I don't want to go down that road too much yet just because we don't know enough. Does it sound to you, we had the videos from the ground at the concert, does it sound to you like that is a gunfire shot coming from up to 1,500 feet away or closer?
Well, again, as they said about the reflection of sound, the echo, but still, 1,500 feet is 500 meters. That's pushing it out for... That's really pushing it out there. And that's why it doesn't really make sense, because that's a long distance. Now, were there probably other people involved? I think so, because I think what this will come down to is what, and I was watching when Alex got the text, it's going to be, at the very least, a sympathizer to Antifa and Islam. And what you're going to see is because Antifa, these tools, have said they wanted to do something. And this sad old man wanted to make a statement, just like most of these people who are Antifa and Americans who sympathize with radical Islam. they're very sad, degenerate.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, Aaron, I've got to get to other callers. Thank you so
all
much.
Right.
And it's strange, though, if that was the case, why aren't they releasing that proof? Why aren't they putting the American people at ease by saying, hey, look, this was the case. He was clearly acting out of political terrorism. Let's go to Caleb now from Las Vegas. Go ahead, Caleb. You live close to the shooting, and you were at home.
Yeah, Owen. I live actually just right across the street from the MGM Village where the concert was taking place. I'm on the second story, so my balcony looks out towards the street and the parking lot where everyone was parked. So my wife and I were inside watching TV. We heard about two volleys go off. And by that time, I can hear people screaming in the streets, cars screeching. So I decided to go on the balcony, and I can see what's going on. Everyone's running. It's panic, complete chaos. And the key rounds keep going off. And I can distinctly hear two different kinds of guns going off at the same time.
Think that was just an echo. You're telling me that you could actually recognize two different gun reports.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. And another thing is, like the last caller was saying, it's a far distance. So the sound almost sounds a little bit muffled because it has to travel such a long distance. But after a while.
Yeah, that's the Doppler effect.
Yeah, by the third or fourth volley, I'm calling my hotel so they can initiate a code black. So I'm not paying attention too much to what's going outside at the moment. After I finish that call, I go back outside, and then rounds are still going off. But then all of a sudden, there's these loud pops. I mean, it was loud, and I could hear it coming closer and closer. I thought it was coming down the street.
So you think that there was a shooter on the move?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. There was a shooter on the ground.
Wow.
Most definitely. You could hear, he was in the intersection with a...
And again, this actually would coalesce with other eyewitness reports we've gotten. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. So he had to be in that intersection at the top where the entrance was to the concert and the Mandalay Bay. So he was in that intersection right there. And people were running down the street in direction of my house, away from that gunfire.
Which is on the other side of the concert venue from Mandalay Bay.
Yeah, correct.
And again, we've had eyewitness testimony say that the exact same thing that this caller right now, Caleb, who lives right next to the shooting and was at home when it went down. So we've had now multiple people say what you're saying and register that as true. Wow. Caleb, thank you for your eyewitness testimony. Let's take one more call. Let's go to Jason in Utah, who wants to talk about the gun sound. Go ahead, Jason.
Hi. Well, yeah, I've watched the cab driver footage a couple times, and you asked the question, you know, does that sound like gunfire coming from the 32nd floor?
Hell no, it doesn't.
My initial thought was, well, I don't know, because I've never heard gunfire coming from a 32nd floor. And I'm a recording engineer, and I wanted to talk about the acoustics of the video. Microphone placement changes the quality of sound, when recording acoustic instruments, for example.
Especially on a phone. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. And so with the Uber driver, when she starts moving her car around, you know, that will automatically change the quality of the sound.
You could hear that. You could hear the Doppler effect when she started moving.
Yeah, and the other thing I noticed is that the Mandalay Bay, you know, the two windows that are blown out, one is sort of faces that kind of like 120 degree angle of the hotel, so there's a reflective surface for the sound to bounce off of. The other window is on the edge, and it's just kind of facing out into empty space, so that could account for why some of the gunshots were much louder in the video than the others. If you follow what I'm saying.
I do, but what do you make of the Uber driver video? I mean, to me, regardless of the Doppler effect or the sound change, clearly the second round of volleys in that video are from a much closer location than the first round and the following rounds.
Well, that's kind of what I'm saying. She was in the parking area, and if he was shooting out of the window that faces the other half of the building, then that would be reflective surface for the sound to be it would amplify the sound. But then if he was shooting out of the other window, which is on the edge of the building and just facing out into empty space, there's nothing for the sound to reflect off of. So
you can actually kind of hear that too. In the first report, you can tell here's the shots and then the exact same echo, perhaps either coming off the ground or the Luxor or something.
Right. Yeah. And it wouldn't, I mean, it would just be facing out into empty space basically from the other window. So I honestly I can't picture the guy running back and forth from window to window.
No, it doesn't make sense. Thank you for the call, Jason. Folks, still more questions and answers. We're trying to ask all the right questions. This is the War Room. We'll be back tomorrow, 3:00 Central. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.